Okay.
Well, God bless all of you, both that are calling in, and to those of you here. This has been on my heart and mind for, you know, off and on, and possibly yours, I trust. But the title encapsulates everything, not just with this sharing that we're going to hear tonight, but throughout our lives. It's truly important. So the title of tonight's sharing is simply called Holy Spirit Eyes. Holy Spirit Eyes. This is what we have, so why not use them? Why not use them? It gives us a clear focus on things in life and things from above. We don't look at it with our carnal eyes, because you can't see anything with that, but with your Holy Spirit eyes, you do. Okay? So if we know that this is part of our makeup as sons and daughters of God, why not use them? Not just once in a while or when things get difficult, but throughout your day, good or bad. God gives us this enormous, enormous reality, so we need to use them. We're going to look at just a few verses because I have an exercise for everyone tonight. But I want to start by looking, if you would, in Psalms chapter 119 and verse 18. Psalms 119, verse 18. A lot of chapters here. And we heard this in the song, the prayers tonight. But it's, like I said, it's part of who we are. But we humble ourselves with things like we're going to read. And it says, "Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Now, when I first read that, I was thinking, out of thy law. Exactly what's the definition of that? We know that oftentimes it's translated as doctrine, which is correct. But I want to give you what the Hebrew word for that uses, and it's called Torah. And this is what it says. In Psalms 119:18, the word law, Hebrew for Torah, refers broadly to God's entire word, including his teachings, commands, and testimonies, which contain wondrous wisdom and truth the psalmist seeks to understand. Well, what about you and I? Do we seek to understand? Absolutely. We ask God to give us our hearts, the eyes of understanding. And that's why I thought that verse was a great verse to look at. So here are some more verses that should encourage our believing. It should encourage our believing, such as, if you can all go to, I'm going to read this one out of the Amplified, because I look at many, many versions of the Bible, and God directs me on which one to use or to say to give us that entire meaning of the flavor of what his words are intended to. So, again, back Psalms 37:23. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be in the Amplified. And the Amplified puts it this way. Verse 23. The steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord. That's where you want your establishing to be done, is in the Lord. When he delights in his way, and he busies himself with every step. Who are you walking for, man or God? Yeah, we got to walk in life. We got jobs. We've got responsibilities. But along that way, you're walking for God, or with God, I should say, with God, so that he can direct our steps. And then verse 24 says, "Though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord," this is a good mind picture, "for the Lord grasps his hand in support and upholds him." Now, close your eyes and think about you falling, and God just reaches down and says, "Up, where are you going? Come here. Get back up." Keep on going because you're my son. You're my daughter. I think that's just a sweet verse to savor and to look at. So, who do we want to guide our steps, man or God? I am guilty. Yes, I am guilty of letting man guide my steps once in a while, and I end up in the soup every time, full of noodles and chicken and all the other stuff. But I catch myself and I say, Lord, forgive me for not going to you first. But I need your help. I need your wisdom. I need your ways to guide my steps. And you know what? You think God's going to say, nope, can't do it, I'm busy. He's going to do it. We just have to humble our hearts, right? Go to Psalms 119:105. Psalms 119:105. Psalms 119:105. It says, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. God's word, God's wisdom, God's ways casts out darkness. Okay? It's what it's referring to. There's a lot of things in this world that want to blind you, want to cause you to look everywhere but to God. But it simply says, your what? Word. Your word is a lamp. To what? Guide me. To guide me. We all need guidance, you know. From young to old, we all need guidance. I can remember talking to my mother one day. She was a very wise woman. And I said something to my mom that came off almost like, oh, I know it all. Or I know everything about this. And my mom says, come here. She always does this to me. Come here. Sit down. She never says, just stare at it. Sit down. Because she wants my full attention. She goes, sweetheart, you'll never know everything. She goes, throughout your life, you will always keep on learning. She goes, when you stop wanting to learn is when you get real dumb. She goes, yeah. She didn't hesitate with her words. And she said, you will never stop learning in life. At that age, I said, okay, whatever. But as I got older, I understood that clearly. I asked myself, why do people in college take English? Didn't you learn that in grammar school? Because there's higher levels of English. There's a lot of words out there that you would never learn or know or be able to use until you go to a higher level. Well, the higher level is God. The education is from God. Again, we go through things in life with our five senses, but life is spiritual, and we want God's guidance. We want Him to light our steps, to give us the guidance that we so need. Amen? So, moving on, we must allow God's word to shed light on an issue, again, or circumstance in our lives. Because many times where there's an issue that comes up or circumstance, and you're like, what do I do? How many of you have ever said that? What or what will I do? Okay? You haven't said, God help me yet. You're just thinking with your own pea brain, what am I going to do? This is too hard. Is it too hard for God? I can't hear you. No. So we go to God. And my advice to you, as well as it is for me, is before your feet hit the ground, getting out of bed in the morning, say, Father, I want you involved in every part of my day. Every part, good or bad. I need your wisdom. And let me tell you, at work, He's helped me time and time and time again. Where someone's even come up to me and says, well, how did you know that? How did you figure that out? I just simply look at them and I go, like that. And they go, oh. Okay, let's go to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Isaiah 30 and verse 21. If you permit me, I'm going to read this one out of the NLT. And this is another really interesting verse that I've never seen before. It's just one of those verses, but I love it. It says, your own ears, meaning each one of us, your own ears, hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. 21. Isaiah 30, 21. I'll let you get there. Isaiah 30, verse 21. Let me know when you're there. You got it? Okay, I'll read it again. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Your own ears will hear him. Meaning each one of us have a relationship with God. God's not saying what I told everyone else. He's saying what I told you, Maria, what I told you, Bob, what I told you, Ted, Jeannie, Shati, Sandy, Judy, Daniel, Tom, myself. Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. Now, a lot of times, let me say it this way. Have any of us, after hearing the Spirit, still go by our own understanding? I have. And maybe think to ourselves that the Spirit spoke to me, and I didn't obey. And you wonder why you're swimming upstream when God is saying, come on with me, I've got an easier way for you. But when you get humble with the Lord and you're listening, he will talk to you. He will talk to you. That's why we're all here right now, because we listen to the Lord and he says, do you believe in Jesus Christ? Is he your Lord and Savior? Do you believe I raised him from the dead? Yes, Father. Okay, you're part of my family now. There's no getting out of it. You're part of my family. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And finally, let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans 8 and verse 14. For as many as are led by the what? Spirit. Of who? God. They are sons of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. That's where we are. That's who we are. And we want the Spirit to give us the guidance in our lives that we need. Man or the world is ever ready to give you their advice, is ever ready to give you their spin or opinion on things. But you know what? Humbug. I want God's Spirit to talk to mine. Life can be a whole lot easier when doing things, we heard this in fellowship yesterday, with God, not for God. We want God to be with us, not for God. God can take care of a lot of things. You know, he doesn't need you to do something that you think he can't, but we do things with God. With God. That's what we want, with God. So, I want all of us tonight to share on examples of Jesus Christ's life and how it's given each of our lives direction. We're going to go around. You don't have to say something or share a testimony, but share one thing, how Jesus Christ has given you direction in your life. And then after that, I'm going to ask how Almighty God has caused you and I to see what is truly, truly important with the day at hand. So, again, I'm going to ask each one of us to share on how Jesus has given us direction in our lives, just to name one thing, and then after, we'll go around and see how God has caused you and I to see what is truly important, okay? So, I'll start, and then we can go clockwise. Again, if you don't have anything you want to share, that's fine. One of the things that Jesus has given me as far as direction, and I need this one so much. There's a bunch of things I need, and I'll always need things, but is patience. My patience sometimes is not very good. And if you don't believe me, ask my wife about when I drive. I call the people who aren't going my way or doing it the way I like, knuckleheads. But you know what? I've got to get patient. But there's plenty of people out there trying to test it, you know? So I ask God for more patience like my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had. That's one thing that I will share. Judy? The microphone. Please. Yeah, so people can hear you. Again, this is...
Okay. Well, what blesses me is to be able to pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and what that means, the power in that name, and knowing that He's interceding for me in whatever prayers I make.
Excellent. Sandy.
God is my healer. God heals people. God answers prayer. And that's my grace from God.
Yes, it is.
He does share His grace each and every day.
Yes.
You can see it in just small things as well as large things.
And what kind of direction has Jesus given you when you go to God's Word and you read things about Him?
To share His Word.
Good.
To proclaim that, yes, I was healed.
Yes.
I've made it. And I know I was prayed into that.
Amen and amen. Sweetheart?
Well, to learn and to practice more, like Jesus Christ, love, how much He loved the world and all of us to die for us, and just to learn more about that more and more each day.
That's important. Didi?
Jesus only spoke the words from His Father, and he studied the Scriptures from the time He was very young. In fact, when He was 12, he got in trouble because he didn't follow the caravan, but was in the temple teaching the scribes and the Pharisees about the Word of God. And there's a wonderful verse in Acts 26:18 that says to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in Me. And that's what Jesus did. He revealed the Father, and our eyes were opened. The blinders were taken off because of what Adam had done.
Absolutely.
And now we can see the difference between darkness and light, and we can receive that power of God and not of Satan. So God's Word is so powerful, and that's what Jesus gave to us. He was the living Word.
Absolutely. Can you turn the... Ted!
I'm so thankful for Jesus dying instead of us to allow us to become sons and daughters of God, and for the healing that He makes available through His stripes when He was whipped and tortured by the Romans. And so the suffering that He went through gives us total healing. And I just thank the Lord for that. And God is my Father now, and I'm so blessed for that.
Amen. Mr. Lindfeldt.
Yeah, right on. I was thinking the same thing. What has Jesus given us? And He gave us a salvation toward eternal life. And you just can't beat that. He also gave us a connection to the Heavenly Father, direct connection. He talked about a comforter, remember, in John? That this comforter would come. And we would be able to do the works that He did and greater works. So He gave us a direct connection to God so that we can go directly to Him in our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's a great reality that Jesus gave us.
Amen. Amen. Maria. What does Jesus direct give? What directions have you gotten from Jesus?
Lately, I've been looking into peace. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, my Lord and Savior, my brother, He is the Prince of Peace. And so I'm very thankful for the peace that I get through his example.
Amen. I try to tie that in with my patience, and it works. Tom!
I think about the first time I spoke in tongues. I think that was probably the greatest time in my life up to that point, because I was born Catholic. I was raised Catholic. I was not raised Christian. I didn't know anything about the word. So when I spoke in tongues the first time, that really opened my eyes, and that just totally changed my life, and it opened a great avenue of learning. So I'm very thankful and grateful that God has showed me, especially through that manifestation of speaking in tongues.
Yep.
For me, it's his selfless acts of service.
Absolutely.
You know, always doing the Father's will, no matter the cost. Mm. And that's what does it for me.
That's a big thing to recognize and to humble ourselves with. I want to follow this question on what direction has Jesus Christ given each one of us in our lives. I want to ask Lourdes and Ruth also if they want to share on one thing that they translate. I want to see if they want to share on one thing that Jesus Christ has given them direction in their lives.
Un ejemplo de lo que Jesucristo hizo a los las guió a ustedes en su vida. Solo un ejemplo.
Bueno, el mayor ejemplo que dio en mi vida es ver a colores la realidad espiritualmente, porque en el catolicismo que yo crecí y que nunca me llenó ni me contestó, siempre estuve como con lentes oscuros. Entonces es un gran privilegio que llenó mi vida el saberme hija de él, por simiente.
Let me just translate that. She said, Lourdes was saying that she grew up in the Catholic Church, and when she did, it was like wearing really dark sunglasses. But when she got to know the Lord like we know now, and she knows now, she got glasses that she can see with. Like Bob touched on, like I shared, God gave her the eyes to see what she truly needs to see, and she's very thankful for that. Ruthie, tell her.
Bueno, creo que pues Dios siempre ha sido pues mi guía. Creo que Él me ha enseñado a valorar la vida, a valorar cada momento que tengo. A partir de que Él me ha sanado del cáncer, yo hoy veo la vida de una manera distinta. Valoro cada instante, valoro cada momento, valoro todo lo que Él me regala. Hoy he aprendido a verlo de una manera diferente a como lo veía antes. Hoy sí, pienso que cada momento es una bendición y todo lo que nos da es un regalo de Él. Eso es lo que yo siento hoy en el presente.
Gracias. She was saying how, and she's answering the second question that I want to ask you guys first, but anyway, how God has given her a lot of guidance in her life. And like Sandy touched on, how he healed her from cancer. She had cancer, and God brought her the deliverance that she was seeking, and she's just indebted to God and is very, very thankful for that and for the family of God being a part of it. So we've got people on the conference call. I think Timothy.
Yeah, no, he's not there. We have Alta. I'm going to start. Alta?
Share on one
if
thing.
If you would like to share, unmute yourself, please. I'm going to unmute everybody so you can.
Yeah.
Okay. Alta.
Share one thing.
16 years ago, I was asking God, told him I was ready to be married, and I just left it and let him, and it was even longer than that, but 16 years ago he put Jeffrey in my life, and not only have we, do I have one of the best husbands in the world, but I have, through association, my spirit life has been so full and so much learning and so much understanding that I never got from churches. And it's just made me a new woman. And for that, I am completely thankful.
Thank you, Alta.
The next one is Ian.
Okay. Next.
Yeah. Okay. Jeffrey, would you like to?
Well, I just unmuted myself, so I hope you guys can all hear me. Several weeks ago, I was laying in my rehab bed, and God clearly asked me, what is the most important thing? And I went, whoa. I started thinking about the word, different aspects of the word, and I didn't have an answer. And then he answered that. He said, the most important thing is, thou shalt love me with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. And I thought, well, that's what Jesus said was the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Love thy neighbors as thyself. And I thought, how many of us concentrate on that? And I certainly didn't. I was just trying to get by doing what God wanted me to do. But then I started thinking about it. And then people that I knew, and some that I didn't know so well, came into my life and showed me their love. I was taken into Encinitas Hospital when I had an emergency to take care of. And the first thing, the very first thing that happened was the security guard came and brought me a wheelchair while Alta was trying to find a place to park. And he took me in and he said, there are women there to your right, and they are the ones that will check you in, so talk to them. And I turned to them, and one young woman named Chloe started talking to me and helping me out, getting checked in. And I knew immediately from the bottom of my heart, with the first words that she said, I knew that she loved me from the bottom of her heart. And I saw the love of God in so many different people, in that hospital, in other places, and amongst the believers. Jeez, you guys are absolutely great. And so I thought, I need to write about love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's something that we all need to pay attention to and live within, because we will do better for each other. We will do amazing things for each other as we just simply love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Amen, Jeffrey, thank you. And we have Sally. Sally, would you like to share? No. Okay, so.
Because some of you have answered the second question as opposed to the first one, that's fine. We're going to stop there, but it was simply that now, how has God caused you and I to see what is truly important the day at hand, not tomorrow, right now, today? And God.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, Sally?
Uh-huh, Sally?
Sorry, I was trying to get off of mute. I double mute.
Oh, okay. Okay, Sally, we're listening.
We're asking
yes.
People to share one thing on how Jesus has given direction to you in your life.
Oh, okay. So.
No, but the example of Jesus Christ.
Different ways that have been given direction from God, really, and the big example from my big brother, Jesus Christ. Teach my children about God and His Word, and to surround them with, like, you know, other people and that know Him, and people who don't know Him, so that they can share the goodness of that too. So that's been, I guess, the instruction that I've been pointed in. And even in the direction of, like, to the point where I've been feeling like He wants me to start, like, a children's choir and, like, music. So I don't know. But I'm just following Him in whatever path that is.
Okay. Oh, well,
okay.
Bless your heart.
Let me clarify what I'm saying now. When I say direction, through Jesus Christ, examples helps you, guide you, and show you how we can live through His examples, okay? That direction, okay? I know that God's the one who gives us direction, but by what Jesus Christ has done when He was here on earth, that's caused you to go in a way that He did, or the things that He did through His examples. And how God has given us the eyes to truly see what we need to see in life through His Son, through examples that His Son has done. His Son was a man like you and I. Let me close by saying this. As sons of God, we need to tap into God's spiritual wisdom, plain and simple, and His directions. After all, He loves us more than we'll ever know or could ever imagine. So why not ask for help, His help, day by day? Amen?
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for how You help us in our lives, Father. And the perfect example You've given us is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in all that He's done. Now the ball is in our court. So we need to move out, Father, with His examples, doing Your will, Almighty God, so that we can bless others and help them to truly experience a life that is above and beyond what they could ask or think of, like You've shown us each and every day. And I just thank You for every person's heart here in this room tonight and those who have called in, that we can continue to help those around us. Yes, we help ourselves first. That's the starting point, but it's not the end. Then we go out and help others, Father. You don't have to know the whole Bible backwards and forwards. You just have to know the love of God in your lives. And that conquers very, very much. So, Father, I just pray for, again, each person's lives, and that we can continue to enjoy the things You give us to do. All in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.